Report: Ex-NFL player Josh Morrow snorted cocaine, partied on four-day bender before death. By Dylan Gwynn on July 20, 2026. The shocking and untimely death of former NFL player Josh Morrow came at the end of a four-day, drug-infused bender that included cocaine and a dancer, according to the New York Post. Phoenix Police Department documents obtained by the California Post reveal that Morrow met a dancer in mid-April, whom he then invited, along with friends, to his home in Phoenix a week later. The dancer told police that she and her friend arrived at Morrow's residence in the early morning hours of April 23, according to the report. Upon arrival, they claimed they saw Morrow and a friend snorting cocaine. The women joined in the party and began drinking tequila and listening to music, according to the report. A few hours after arriving, the women reportedly went upstairs to sleep while Morrow and his friend continued partying downstairs. When she woke up, the woman says she found Morrow lying on the floor, presumably dead. She then called 911 and attempted to revive him. In her description of Morrow, she described the former New York Giant as being happy and a sweetheart. She also mentioned he was on a bender for 4 days, and added that she noticed Morrow would get frequent nosebleeds and would sweat after snorting cocaine. In their inspection of the premises, police found cocaine rolled up into a dollar bill, as well as numerous tissues with blood on them and syringes. Following an autopsy, the Maricopa County medical examiner stated Morrow had traces of fentanyl, cocaine, ethanol, and their metabolites as well as cannabinoids and caffeine in his system, and his death was ruled an accidental overdose, the New York Post reports. Morrow played 8 years in the NFL for the Cardinals, Giants, and Raiders. He was 35 years old.